You went on this show.
You kind of have to keep up with it. It's very intelligent.
It sounds like a scam.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go with the late night, late show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show.
Well, are you all excited about the Batman movie, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh.
Excited? I saw the movie, fantastic movie, and last week on the show, I mentioned that in the movie Batman dies, that he's dead. And I thought everybody knew that.
Oh.
It turns out not everybody knew that. So now I got Warner Brothers breathing down my neck, and so to make up to everybody for that blunder, because I you know, so how big a problem is it? Let's just say Batman is dead. And they want to keep having more Batman movies. Well, the first scene of the next Batman movie is, you know, some folks are sitting in a Starbucks, and in walks Batman, and everybody says, "Hey, Batman, we all thought you were dead." And then it's
right, then,
everything's fine, right?
Then let's go, yeah.
Everything's fine.
Oh, my God, I miss Dave. And you know what? Everybody on the web tonight, on the internet, is talking about David Letterman. He looks like he's living the retirement dream. And it just, you know, it just makes you think, oh, we all want to retire. Because if you look at Dave, he looks like, you would not, if I can tell you this, if David Letterman walked up beside you, you would not know it's him.
You know what I'm thinking? Santa!
He looks like Santa Claus, but you know, he's completely bald now, and he's got some age to him. And I have to tell you, this is exactly what Dave wants. Because Dave was always an introvert. So he's not into the celebrity thing. This is why he grew that Santa Claus beard.
He never really struck me as a suit guy either, you know?
No. And Dave was Dave. I mean, that's what made him so incredibly awesome. Makes me miss him when he's talking about Batman. That was 2012, by the way. So he's living the life. And so the photographer, he was running around St. Bart's yesterday. And he's 68 years old now. And he, let me see, the late night tenure ended last May when he stepped aside for Colbert. And God, I miss him. I mean, I really do, but you can tell he's having the time of his life. So jealous. If this is what retirement looks like Santa Claus, well, then it is Christmas.
He looks really happy.
Yeah, he looks really happy. I mean, you know, if you have $100 million in the bank and you're 68, you're living the life.
You can chill in St. Bart's for half the year.
Right on.
Never have any more work.
Let's talk about B versus C. I mean, B versus S. I think it was B versus C in the last segment with Dr. Emily Morse. But B versus S. BVS. So, that could have been a thing, too.
Could have been.
All right, so the critics are weighing in now. And by the way, Letterman was talking about The Dark Knight Rises. Now, which Batman was that?
That was the third in the last trilogy with Christian Bale playing Batman.
Christian Bale. But do you remember Terminator Salvation?
Oh, yeah. What an awful movie.
And remember the Christian Bale rant?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have it for you. Yeah. Take a listen. This is, talk about a prima donna. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just, maybe he's having a bad day. Take a listen.
Kick your I want you off the set, you No, don't just be sorry. Think for one second. The f*** are you doing?
It's the light guy.
Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I f*** walk around and rip down? No, shut the f*** up, Bruce. Do I want? No. No. Don't shut me up. Am I going to walk around and rip your f*** lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the f*** are you walking right through? Ah, da-da-da-da, like this in the background. What the f*** is it with you? What don't you understand? You got any idea about, hey, it's distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene? Give me a answer. What don't you get about it?
God, if you're the light guy, don't walk in front of the scene.
Sounds like he needs some salvation of a different kind, what I'm saying.
No, I mean, there's
all those expletives.
There's four parts to that. That's part one. Oh, my God. All right. So that movie didn't work out so well, did it?
No.
You know.
No, it was awful.
As Batman goes, Well, we go back to, I mean, like, I go back to Adam West. I remember when I was a kid, I watched Adam West, and, you know, that was the Kaboom Pal with Robin, and that, I thought it was fun. A lot of people hate on it.
Oh, I grew up watching it at my grandmother's house.
Exactly, yeah. And then, you know, I know that there were other people because I have the doc in front of me. Louis G. Wilson, don't remember him. Robert Lowry, don't remember him. You know, so then Michael Keaton.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't work out so well, did it?
Well, no, those movies actually did well.
The one with Michelle Pfeiffer, that one did pretty well. Batman Returns, I think, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and...
But the one with Clooney, where Batman had the nipples on his suit?
Oh, yeah, no. No.
Oh, my God, yes, I that do was, remember that. I'm looking at the that picture. Was, what was that?
They call... that because of the that, they, made, they gave it like a homoerotic...
Right, that was the over armor. Too much, yeah. Dude.
And yeah. our former governor, Arnold, was Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And then Val Kilmer. I mean, if you don't remember him, well,
yeah, no one remembers
why.
That.
Right. Nobody remembers it. Yeah, what can you say? So that was Batman and Robin with Clooney, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, rife with the homoerotic stuff, right? I don't know. And there was Christian Bale.
Yes, the best. One of the best.
And now
Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Now Ben Affleck, who's also been getting good feedback.
Yeah, so this whole thing, I have Dwayne look at the reviews today of BVS. And we're talking about I can't wait to talk. We'll talk to Tim Sika, and he will give us his reveal on Friday like he always does. But he looks at I think he looks through a different lens and a different, I don't know. I love him as a film critic. But what are the film critics saying?
I'm just looking at these critiques, and I'm just wondering why everyone's so serious and angry. There's one here that says it's blunt, humorless, baffling, which is like it's supposed to be blunt. It's
right.
It's supposed to surprise you and shock you, and it's supposed to keep you entertained. And there are people who are just like going in on it with like referring to aspects that don't even matter. It's like there's one here. It says, for the life of me, after 2.5 hours, I couldn't tell you why Batman and Superman were fighting. And you could also tell, like, okay, so you're not a fan, obviously.
Right. So I think these critics go in here and say, well, I've got to watch 5 movies this week, and oh, here comes the Marvel one.
Yeah,
and yeah. You know, the bitter bitties. Yeah, right. Yeah. But now the fans love it.
Yeah, no, the fans are like, love I love it. Because the fans understand it.
Right.
Like all these critics, you could tell right now. Oh, are you a fan of Batman or Superman? No, never really watched any of the movies. So it's like, how are you gonna?
Yeah. How can you give?
I was just looking at the movie review site, Rotten Tomatoes, and I think this tells you all you need to know. The critics give it 34%. The people who have actually gone to saw it, who are like regular people like all of us, give it 81%. So 81% like it versus 34% of critics.
Yeah.
And then were you looking at the tweets?
Oh. For the critic?
BBS.
Oh, no. I have all of the critiques for the
All right.
Critics. But okay. I've seen all the tweets before, too. And everyone's, like, praising Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Everyone's saying the movie was great. It was action-packed. It wasn't too much. It kept you entertained for the whole 2.5 hours. And it was just a great movie altogether, a great superhero movie.
Well, I have to tell you, so I think I was like a lot of people. I was very skeptical of Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
right.
I was too. I'm not gonna lie. I was pretty skeptical. It's like, how is this gonna work out? But DC, I'll give you a chance. Whatever.
Right on. Okay. All right. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Rosie O'Donnell's brother talking about MMA. Oh my God, this is too much. And then we'll talk about the Force Awakens and Jim Morrison, The Doors. Yes, him. He predicted the rise of EDM 47 years ago, and I will play you that. That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Sarah Palin, mother,
wife,
governor,
hunter,
cook,
TV commentator,
politician.
But now get ready as she takes the bench in the courtroom.
Order.
Sarah Palin.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Wasilla Justice.
That I saw, it was dark. We went at nighttime.
That's a deep, dark crack down there.
She's judgmental.
Doing their strategery.
And sometimes just mental.
Get all wee-weed up about that.
I didn't hear you, ma'am.
Did you feel very stimulated? Is that hope?
Nope.
Watch out, Judge Judy. She's on the way.
She's a 50-year-old adult bully.
You don't need to make sense, because there's no justice like Sarah Palin.
Ready.
Wasilla Justice.
Kick.
Ready to bang the gavel soon.
That's right. She's getting her own show. That's right. So hate on it all you want. But I'm thinking, you know, this just could be brilliant. Picture it now. The show called Wasilla Justice. I was actually in Wasilla once. It's like a one-horse town. Everybody smokes crack, I think. But in every episode, you know, everything flies off the rails and people stop listening to the plaintiff and the defendant. And I just think it'll be fine. Rushes to judgment.
Would you take your case to be seen in front of Sarah Palin and then sign the contract that said whatever she decides is what you're good with that?
I think so. I think it's going to be hysterical because, I mean, she's just crazy. She's a crazy woman.
Sarah Palin has just signed up to star in her own Judge Judy-style reality show. Yeah. Palin said she knows how to deal with drunks, deadbeat dads, and barroom brawlers, and that's just her family. It's
going to
be a good show.
Yeah, this would be some gavel banging and Bristol banging. Well, I guess there's been already plenty of that. Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is working on a new gig. Sarah Palin is planning to host a new reality courtroom show. She would be the judge. The show doesn't have a title yet, but they're thinking about calling it Terrible Idea. Unlike Judge Joe Brown or Judge Judy, Sarah Palin does not have a law degree, but she's never been one to let a lack of qualification for a job slow her down. And
yeah, you know, and the thing with her is nothing seems to work out. I mean, the politics thing didn't work out. And then she was a correspondent for Fox, and that didn't work out.
Tried to start her own online cable network or something like
right.
that at some
I mean,
point.
You but know, it's, I don't know.
Questionable
I don't
success.
Hate on her. I just think it'll be fun.
Interested to see the people that bring their cases in front of her, though. I think it's going to be a hot mess.
Okay, we're going to talk about and who doesn't love a hot mess? That's what I'm saying. That's where I'm coming from. All right, on Ellen, Harrison Ford jokingly tells actors not to take the young Han Solo part.
There's a lot of people auditioning.
Are there?
Yes, a lot of people want to play that role.
I'm flattered.
What tips do you have for them?
Don't do it. First, you know, it seems like everything's going swimmingly, and you put in 25, 30 years, and then they just let you go. Just
after 25 or 30 years.
And they show you the door. And say,
yeah, well.
We're done with you. Thanks very much.
But there's other things you can do now. You could be the new James Bond.
I can.
I'm saying you can.
Okay.
I love Harrison Ford. He's like eternally stoned. Forever. I mean, Carrie
Fisher. That explains the plane crash.
No, Carrie Fisher. Yes, it does. Oh, whoops. Oh, well, here we go. Well, Carrie Fisher made that comment, you know, during the premiere of The Force Awakens. Remember that? I don't know what the exact quote was, but it was something. Well, if you want to get Harrison's attention, he's either got to be stoned or you have to offer him food.
One follows the other nicely.
Right, I guess. So listen to this. Disney did everything that they could to leak-proof Star Wars The Force Awakens. I mean, and they skipped award shows in this effort to thwart DVD screener torrents that plagued The Hateful Eight, Creed, In the Heart of the Sea, and a number of other movies. Now, you know, let me just tell you, because I am SAG-AFTRA, and all the SAG-AFTRA people got screeners.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be very careful. I mean, you have to, like, take a pledge that you don't do anything bad or you're out. Okay. So, and you don't, if you're in this business, you don't want to be kicked out of SAG-AFTRA. So the Blu-ray version of the film, and by the way, I don't think anybody did, but the Blu-ray version of the film set to be released in 2 weeks has leaked online as of last night. According to a report from Torrent Freaks, the film was illegally downloaded around 250,000 times in its first 12 hours online. So I don't know when you did this story, 1752.
I just looked online and said something like 8 hours.
Right.
8 hours.
Right.
Ago.
So that was It's probably 500,000 now, given the popularity of the Star Wars franchise in this particular episode, which grossed over $2 billion at the box office. The number is going to spike higher in the days ahead. But just because you know pirated copies of The Force Awakens are available for download online doesn't mean that it's wise to avail yourself of them. And so they're saying, I mean, first of all, it's illegal, but I think what you have to really be concerned about is not so much that. I guess I'm supposed to tell you, yes, you are. You're breaking the law. But it's the malware peddlers.
Yeah, and that's how
I think
they,
everybody knows that, all
that's
right?
That's how they get to you through those,
yes,
you know, illegal download sites.
Yes.
And The Force Awakens is going to open up a huge market for that.
Sure. All right. As promised. Oh, I'm going to run out of time. Okay, well, I want to get to Jim Morrison and the Doors coming up. Let's have some fun with this for a second. So Rosie O'Donnell. Yes, Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell's brother, New York State Assemblyman Daniel O'Donnell, took the floor of the assembly, okay, and claimed that mixed martial arts, MMA, is like gay porn, but without a climax. So he opposes a bill that would legalize MMA in New York. So is this play out in the clip that I'm going to hear? Okay, let's hear it.
I should really like it. You have two nearly naked hot men rolling around on top of one another trying to dominate each other. And just in case you don't know, that's gay porn with a different ending, okay? I won't describe the ending for you, but as I've gotten older, the endings are less important.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, so he's openly gay, and he said it's an alleged sport, and he fears that would trigger a rise in violence and gambling among young people, adding he was going home to take a long shower after discussing the legalization of MMA. I mean, come on, man. I mean, well, you know, erotic sports, any sport could be erotic, but I understand what he's saying. But, you know, you're not going to – why make it illegal just because you're turned on by it?
Well, and New York's a huge market for MMA. I mean,
right.
they're
That's
here
ridiculous.
In California all the time. New York's the second biggest state, I think, right now. Well, and
hello
open
to,
it up.
Yeah, hello to Daniel. You know, everybody has televisions and they have the, you know, they can stream stuff on the web. So they're betting anyway.
Yeah.
They're betting on everything else anyway.
And MMA is just the popularity
crazy.
Of it has exploded. There are gyms all over the country where people can go and learn to train.
I love to talk to, you know, because I have all these straight friends and sit around and say, dude, you know, this is really gay. You know, what are you talking about? It is not. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's
homoerotic. But if these guys are straight, well, then they're straight. That's just the way it works.
Well, what Daniel was saying, you know, there are two guys grappling on the
right.
canvas with
I mean,
each other.
You know, if you're into that kind of thing,
I
then
can see that.
Yeah, it's homoerotic. There's no doubt about it. But to make it illegal just because it turns you on, I mean, come on, dude, wake up. All right, snap out of it. I want to get to Skrillex and the Doors. Yes, together as one. Yes, Jim Morrison. On the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA.
905 on KG.
About it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, we're back then. All right, already then. On the Drex Radio Show, four more days until Easter Sunday. By the way, I think we're in one of the most lackadaisical Easter cities in America. Let me see here. I've got a million pieces of paper in front of me. But this isn't it. It's the East Coast if you're down with Easter. It's not California. I don't know. There were like, I do believe, 10 cities. We're at the bottom. All right. Well, whatever. Happy Easter anyway. So let's move along. 9 more days until April Fool's Day, 26 more days until taxes are due, and 32 more days until Game of Thrones. And now you know.
Oh, I can't wait.
Game of Thrones, everybody.
I love that show.
I don't have any spoilers, unfortunately. But don't worry, I will. I'm working on it. Fast and furiously. Okay, several things that I want to get to. So check this out. Full story here. Even with all the drugs and alcohol, Jim Morrison of The Doors had a sharp mind. In a 1969 interview with Rolling Stone, he basically predicted the rise of electronic dance music. Now, let me see here, because I have a piece. Morrison imagined some kind of kid in a basement somewhere inventing a new genre of music where you could play a whole orchestra on one synthesizer. And he said one day that kind of artist would play solo shows in front of huge crowds. That was 19 years before Skrillex was born and 43 years before Skrillex played with the surviving members of The Doors for this music documentary. reference Generation Music Project. All right. It's about electronic arts working with other artists and genres like R&B, jazz, classical country, and rock. The full track has a clip of Jim Morrison talking about the future of music. Let's take a listen.
The new generation's music will be a synthesis of those two elements and some third thing that'll be in town. Maybe it'll be it might rely heavily on electronics and tapes. I can kind of envision maybe one person with a lot of machines, tapes, and electronic setups, singing or speaking and using machines.
I'm breaking the sweat.
It's all right.
I'm breaking the sweat.
I see it. It's all right.
I'm breaking the sweat.
It's all right.
I'm breaking the sweat.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
I'm breaking the sweat.
It's all right.
I'm breaking the sweat.
I see it. It's all right.
I'm breaking the sweat.
It's all right.
I'm breaking the sweat.
Okay, play that beat again.
God, please may I have another so I can keep dancing all night long. Is that a glow stick or am I glowing? Oh, well, so much for AM radio. That's why you should listen to the app. Yes, download the KGO app at the App Store today, and then you can hear things in stereo the way they belong. Thank you.
And if you miss anything, you can get the podcast.
Yes, you can get the podcast in stereo, too. It's fantastic. But the great thing about this radio station is it's 50,000 watts of AM all the way from Drexel to Alaska, all over the western United States. Not many radio stations can do that, so I've got to love it, and I do. All right, let's hear Hanson bitch about Mbop. Well, we don't actually have Hanson bitching about Mbop, but I'll go ahead and do it for him. So 20 years later from Mbop. Okay, so the Hanson brothers did an interview with Vulture magazine or Vulture online, and according to them, everybody's been singing it incorrectly the entire time. Isaac Hanson said most people tend to syncopate it wrong, and that is the chorus from Mbop. You know, guys, get over it. If anybody's singing your Mbop, I think you should dig it. Yes.
It is catchy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, don't be bitching at people for covering it.
Well, when it's your one-hit song, right, you got to staunchly protect it.
I guess. All right, man, whatever. All right, so Mariah Carey. Rumor has hit Mariah Carey just doesn't want to sing her old songs because she can't hit the high notes anymore. Well, okay, that's true, my opinion. Okay, she just kicked off a tour in Europe, and her set list doesn't include one of her most popular songs, The Vision of Love, and apparently when she sings it, she reverts to this whispery voice that kind of masks the fact that she's struggling to hit the notes. Look, Mariah's older now, and you can only hit those notes for so long. I mean, with Mariah's music, it was all about that embroidery. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the whole thing. She embroidered her music. And you know, so people are ripping on her, but here's an example, and, you know, so it's Vision of Love, and if you go see her, you're probably not going to hear this.
Woo!
not so much. Throw a little bit of that in there. You'll be all right. Okay, so while we're on the Mariah Carey page here, let's go to Nick Cannon.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Dwayne, it's good you're back in here. Look, Nick Cannon is a great guy, okay? He's a fellow radio dude, and he had his own show for a long time. And so, you know, I give him props there. He did a great job. But before that, was he never a rapper?
He tried to rap for a little bit. He had his own TV show on Nickelodeon. And then after that, he was in a couple of movies, and he also hosted his show on MTV. And while he was doing that, he released an album that flopped.
Right.
So
yes, it's not
rapping's
not
his thing.
So he did release a new. This is supposed to be a diss track. Some people are saying Nick Cannon's new song is a diss track about Mariah Carey. They were married and they're divorced. She married a billionaire now because, well, she needs to keep being Mariah Carey, even if she can't hit the notes, you know.
Might as well.
Divas must go on.
She has a lifestyle.
Right. You know? Divas live forever. You know. So here's Nick Cannon. So if you thought Mariah was bad there, then listen to the diss rap.
She ain't like when I was broke, but she missed the old me.
Oh,
wait,
my.
Girl, you got me confused. If I went broke, you wouldn't call me. Don't get mad because I'm telling the truth. I mean, let's just be.
Can I just say something? So Brian Pelletier and I may be the whitest guys.
What are you saying?
I got some soul.
We're the whitest guys in this whole building, okay? And even I know that sucks ass. All right, let's continue.
Real. You don't want it for real. It was there when it was and but left when it got real.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
So deep.
You shouldn't leave a voicemail because I don't check it. You're telling me you changed. I hope the Lord accepts you. I don't know how much I'm sorry to get you. Oh, well.
Oh, well, I have to stop.
Sounds very indifferent.
I feel like he's trying to sound like Drake.
Oh, yeah, because he gets into something weird here at the end.
One day I'll probably miss you.
Yeah.
Off drugs and lots of liquor. Until then, I'll holler at you. Yeah, yeah. Baby
no.
girl, don't cry. I won't lie. Our relationship
what
was a
What the
lie,
hell is
baby,
that?
He's doing the Drake.
I guess we part of that song.
Well, stop doing the Drake and put on the break. I mean, it's like Drake's being on fleek. No, he's not. I'll be back in a minute on KGO 810.
Where are all your financial
810?
By the way, this year's Warped Tour. Thank you, Fatboy Slim. The lineup for this year's Warped Tour has been announced, and the headliners include Newfound Glory, Sum 41. Oh, they're getting back together again for a Fat Lip. That's nice. I thought they were done. Good Charlotte. Oh, love those guys. And Tonight Alive. The bill will also include Yellow Card, Real Big Fish, Every Time I Die, and there's a full rundown at VansWarpTour.com. It kicks off June 24th in Dallas and wraps August 13th in Portland. And there will also be a special Road to Warped concert in Anchorage, Alaska. Wow, that'll be great on June 22nd. And by the way, that would be, you'll be up all night, the sun will never set. That would be the place to go see the Warped Tour in Anchorage. The summer solstice is the 21st, so it'll be the same thing the 22nd. No worries. I had something here very cool with the Beatles. Oh, yeah. Check this out. A rare Beatles record that's been hidden away for over 50 years sold at auction yesterday for $110,000. It's a 10-inch vinyl that features the first song John Lennon ever wrote, Hey Little Girl. The person who bought it was a British collector who's remaining anonymous. And here's a chorus from that song. Check it out.
I hope it's me. Love, love, love. So I hope there'll come a day when you say, you're my little girl.
Ding, 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 ding. Sounds like Beatles to me. $110,000 worth. All right. Where's my snake story? Okay. got my snake.
The snake story.
Yes.
Did you check your pants?
Yeah, okay. All right. There's a guy in California who tried to bring a snake into the restaurant the other day. So, you know, he had this small pet snake, and he came to this buffet. No, it was a sushi restaurant. So he goes to this sushi restaurant somewhere in L.A. They told him to get the hell out of there. So he came back. He went home, and he was really pissed off. So he got a 13-foot python, brought it back, and just threw it in the middle of the restaurant and ran out the door. Here's the story.
Probably one of the weirdest calls that I've ever heard us respond to. A person came in. He was upset, had an argument with another patron, and was asked to leave the restaurant, left the restaurant, and came back with about a 13-foot python snake, put it into the middle of the restaurant, and basically walked out, scaring everybody inside. He was mad. And he felt that was the only way he could get even. We charged him with criminal threats because of the using the snake as a weapon and threatening the patrons. Somebody could have been injured by that snake, fleeing the restaurant, or maybe even trying to approach the snake and the snake grabbing onto them.
Yeah, and it wasn't his first legal problem because of a strange taste in animals. He was busted for selling endangered and venomous lizards in 2005 and got 15 months in prison. So I don't know what they're going to do with this python.
That's so nuts.
Well, yeah.
Like, what's... I mean, that could be really bad for the snake, too. The snake could have gotten stepped
right, it was
on.
Studio City. I mean, yeah, the python's not going to do anything. I wouldn't want to be around it, but...
Yeah.
I'm just saying. All right. What's the... Oh, we wanted to talk about what Fallon's doing.
Oh, yeah. Fallon's doing a hashtag game, and so basically he's asking all of his Twitter followers to tweet something funny, weird, or embarrassing that's happening at a wedding and tag it with hashtag wedding fail. And there are a couple that stood out to me that are really funny. This one says, the maid of honor said, I've never liked you, and I give this a year. I was so uncomfortable, I started laughing. Here's another one that says, when I was younger, I was a flower girl, and I had my stuffed animal with me, and I wanted to give it a bath, so I put it in the holy water. Hashtag wedding fail.
Nice.
And oh, this was the best one. The last wedding I went to, the bride threw the bouquet and ran backwards into everyone to catch it herself. Hashtag wedding fail.
Hashtag wedding fail. So send it out because I have a feeling, let me see if they posted it yet. I have a feeling Fallon will probably be doing it tonight or tomorrow night on his show. No, I don't have it. Sometimes I can cheat and get the East Coast feed. I'm a naughty boy, you know.
It's pretty fast to run backwards that fast to be able to get under the bouquet and fight all the other women off for it.
That was her plan. She liked, everybody, I'm about to throw it. And that was from the beginning. She was playing that all along.
And the most important story of the day is that Pornhub is down and doing the VR thing. Yes. So if you have a Samsung Galaxy 7, are about to enter a whole different world, my friend, if you have Google Cardboard or Oculus Rift, because they now have a VR video site of their own.
Not available on iOS.
No, it's not, and that sucks really, really bad. The fox says,
wants some VR.
The fox says, Daddy wants some VR, so you people in Cupertino had better get it together and get me that app. What does the fox say? Oh, I'm looking for the fox. I mean, the fox from last night, the guy who talks to the fox. No, hold on a second.
Talks to the fox. Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
No, he does. He has a pet fox. Well, it's like the weirdo who has the pet.
No, I was up in Weed, California, and I saw this random dude. He was like walking a potbelly pig, and he had a python around his shoulders. And he was just like walking down the street like it was Thursday.
Oh, and tomorrow it will be.
Yeah.
I can't find my fox.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what to tell you. Okay.
It's so funny. This song has an actual message. I can't tell you what it is, but...
It's definitely better than Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Amen to that. Oh, here we go. This is the video making the rounds. It's a pet Arctic fox mimicking human laughter.
Okay, people.
You people in Cupertino get on this Oculus Rift stuff and the Google Cardboard. Yeah, get that download for Pornhub working. Good night, John Batchelor is next on KGO 810. Bye. What the fuck?
This is Pat 30.